98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Burns and Gambo.
We welcome you back here on the Burns and Gambo Show. John Gambadoro, Dave Burns hanging out with you on this Thursday afternoon. He just got himself new contract extension with the organization. Joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, Coyotes forward Barrett Hayton, who joins us here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Barrett, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the deal. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Fifth overall pick in that 2018 draft, and I thought last year was really a little bit of a breakout season for you. You know, you got your feet wet, you got some playing time the two previous years, but last year, 10 goals, 14 assists, you closed strong. Did you feel like last year was a little bit of a breakthrough?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was definitely a step in the right direction, obviously. Honestly, the first 3 years have been so unique with all the things going on, and last year was great to settle in and take advantage of that, really step up, take a step forward, and I'm excited to build on that this year and really take another step.
Yeah, and I thought, you had a goal against Vegas, you had a goal against Chicago, obviously two assists against Minnesota, a goal and two assists against Dallas. When I said you finished strong, that's one of the things I think the Coyotes and Bill and everybody really liked was how you played at the end of the season. Did you feel any different there?
Yeah, honestly, a big thing, and I was just getting healthy. Obviously, I had the injury I was dealing with in the early part of the season, and took that time in January and February to get that all taken care of and really run into that second half of the season. So I think it was something where obviously we were dealing with injuries and stuff like that, and was able to step up, take a step forward in my game and my development and really seize that opportunity. So I definitely felt at a strong finish, and I'm excited to take that momentum forward into camp here, competing with the guys, and I really run into the start of the season.
Yeah, being healthy, obviously, a big key. I read where you had said on media day that being more athletic on the ice was something that was going to be a goal of yours this year. What have you done to get to that point?
Yeah, I put a lot of work in this summer. Trained a little differently than I had in the past, just with having that experience from last year, seeing what I was able to have success with and really dial that all in. So I love where my body's at. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling explosive out there on the ice. And that was such a big thing, just being dynamic, being athletic, as I mentioned the other day. And being able to generate and create separation and do all those things to generate offense. And I'm really happy with where I'm at.
How much did it help you, the relationship you have with your head coach, going back to the, Canada's World Junior team? You guys won the gold, obviously. I think you beat Russia in that game, that final game. How much does it help the relationship that you had prior to being with the Coyotes and with your head coach?
Yeah, having Andre in the past, having him come in here, it's been great. You know what to expect from him. He wants everyone to compete, hold such a high standard, and knowing that coming in, having that prior relationship, and being kind of able to lead and help some of the guys and know what he expects was something that was big for me. So having Andre around, it's been awesome for me.
This team is going through a rebuild. Obviously, Jacob wants to be traded. He's been here for 7 or 8 years. He wants to go somewhere with a chance to win. Now, you just turned 22 not too long ago. We do a weekly segment with your GM, Bill Armstrong, and he explained to us, the importance of the draft picks and the importance of rebuilding the right way and having the players that are on board with that. Give me your thoughts on the direction of the rebuild and how long you think it may take before the team can be competitive.
Yeah, as you said, we're in that part of, as an organization, that rebuild. You see what Bill's been able to do with all the draft picks. The young core we've been able to build. Obviously, we've got guys like Kel, Schmaltzy, as you said, Chick, Lawson Kraus, lots of young guys. And we take a lot of pride in that as a core here. And As a rebuild, as a focus like that, obviously the timeline, that'll determine itself, but those guys in the room, the core we have, everyone takes a lot of pride in each and every day getting better and really building that culture. I think that's such a big part of the rebuild, obviously. We have some great prospects, the core I mentioned, and just building that culture. That's something we stressed so much over past last season, and taking another step forward with that this year. That's such an important part of it. So I think that's a main focus, getting better every day, building, and the rest will take care of itself.
Barrett Hayton from the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, just signed a 2-year contract extension the other day. I'm going to be that guy who asks you about the arena that you're going to play in for the next few years, because I'm just curious from your perspective as a guy who's going to be around for it. You know, how much of it have you been able to see? What's your sense of anticipation for what's a very unique situation? How much information have you guys been able to kind of glean about what you're about to do? Because has never really been done like this before.
Yeah, it's a unique situation, but honestly, I'm really excited for it. I think something that's so big is that move to that Tempe area, being able to tap into that population. Really, since I've been here, we've been able to grow the game so much down here in Arizona. This just is another opportunity to do that, and then playing in that arena, I mean, the atmosphere is going to be unreal. I know every guy's really, really excited for that.
How about the name? How do you feel about Mullet Arena as the name?
I love it. Yeah, it's pretty ironic how that all came together and that connection there. It's awesome.
Who's going to be the first guy on the team to have the mullet?
I don't know. There's a couple guys with some pretty good hair, so we'll see who comes down to it first.
I was just going to ask you, have you ever rocked one? I mean, I know you're young, but have you ever at any point, has that ever
he
been?
He can't do that at his 22 years old. He can't do
well,
that.
I'm just curious. Have you ever thought the mullet would be a good fashion statement for you?
When I was younger, yeah. Growing up, I think in minor hockey, you do mohawks, you do a bunch of stuff. And I think the 1 year we did mullets. But honestly, I think so many kids have. Like, that's such a big thing. Even looking back at old pictures, my dad, he had a wicked one way back when. So it's pretty funny hearing talking to all the guys.
You're not getting any dates with
everyone's,
a mullet.
Everyone's had one at one point.
Come on. And when they had one, they probably didn't get any dates, correct?
That's funny.
Let me talk about your role as a two-way center and your ability to go up against some of the better centers in the league. You had your most success offensively when you got pushed down to that third line, but talk about defensively, just going up against some of the best centers in the league on a regular basis and having to shut them down.
Yeah, that 200-foot game is such a big part of my identity. I think it's something I've always taken a ton of pride in. And like you said, those matchups when you're out there with the best players in the world, I love competing against them. That's something I've always strived for. And that's a big part of my game, and having the trust of our coaching staff and my teammates and all that, being out there, being able to hold my own there. That's something I took a lot of pride in last year. It's something moving forward. I hope to do the same. And like you said, having that offensive production pick up at the end of the year, it's something where I want to merge those two together and be able to take on those matchups and produce at the same time. So that's a big goal of mine, and something I've worked hard for, put a lot of focus on areas of my game where I can merge those two parts and be able to really make an impact at both ends of the rink.
Barrett, congratulations on the new deal. Good luck at training camp and with the season. We'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.